July 11, True Christian Culture. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:4-6. If you come into close relationship to Jesus Christ, you see wondrous things out of his law that are not now seen. The softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of God upon human hearts and minds will make the true children of God to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christian culture will be carried on in every heart worked by the Holy Spirit. There will be a soft, subdued spirit in all those who are looking unto Jesus. The love of Jesus always leads to Christian courtesy, refinement of language, and purity of expression that testify the company we are with, that like Enoch, we are walking with God. There is no storming, no harshness, but a sweet fragrance in speech and in spirit. The Word is to be our study. Here is a mine of precious ore. Much of it has been glimpsed at, but there is the digging to be done to secure much more precious treasure. There have been many who have just rummaged over the surface in a most careless, slovenly manner, when others are searching more carefully and prayerfully and perseveringly, and hidden, inestimable treasures are found. Let it be seen that your life is hid with Christ in God. Let there be no hasty speech, no cheap words, no slang phrases. Let it be demonstrated that you are conscious of a companion whom you honor, and that you will not make him ashamed of you. Only think you are representatives of Jesus Christ. Then represent his character in words and deportment. The converting power of God is needed every day to sanctify and fit vessels for the Master's use. Oh, there are precious lessons in the Holy Book that we are yet to find and practice. Our conscience must recognize and revere a higher standard of Christianity. You may be all light in the Lord. You may be increasing in efficiency and purity and the knowledge of God if you keep meek and lowly of heart.